Ow. What did that damn house do?
Recupero. Huh, that's strange. I can't use magic in here? That doesn't make any sense. Unless this place is a creature's domain, but whose? Olivia's? This place is created by whoever created the mist, so I guess it'd make sense that they control this space as well. Oh, how do I counter this? Oof. Oh.
Yep, there's definitely a concussion.
Shitballs. It seems like the treasure chest was moved too. Mama's gotta find her booty. George! George, where'd you go?
Oh, I don't think you'll be seeing him for the remainder of your stay here at La Casa de Olivia.
This isn't your house. Okay, well, maybe it is.
But... Why, yes. Yes, it is. I am most definitely a house.
Now, where the hell is my sweet little George? Olivia, hello? This is just great. What do I do? No magic and no George. Is it even possible to leave? George? You in here, little bro? Thought as much. This room, it feels different. Ugh, and what do you want?
Oh, nothing at all. Don't mind me. Just observing.
Oh, that's real assuring.
I'm glad you agree. I know and watch all. All for your safety, dear.
Well, that's nice and all, but you can leave. Shoo, shoo.
I'll leave you to your own devices. But remember, I'm always watching.
Never thought I could dislike a house so much.
Nor I for a human.
Weren't you supposed to be gone? George really isn't in his room, but he was so sleepy. George, where are you? Ugh. I don't think I can leave this place without you. Ugh. Guess the sandwich didn't quite hit the spot. What do I want to... Bacon-wrapped sausages. Mm-hmm. You know Mama loves her meat. What? There's nothing inside. Where's my meat? I want meat! Ugh, what gives? Stupid freaking fridge. Ugh, what? What now?
My. Someone's a bit feisty. Do you miss your little buddy?
I think you already know the answer to that.
If that's the case, I can make it all better. You only have to do one thing.
We both know that's not going to happen. After all, I'm...
Luminaris Brimstone.
Witch Investigator, at your service.
Makes sense why you're here in George's sanctuary. His wonderland.
If this is his wonderland, I'd rather not see what fuels his nightmares.
Oh, you'll see soon enough.
You know, I'd rather not. Thanks for the thoughtful gesture, but I'll decline.
It's funny that you believe there's a choice in the matter.
I love how she believes I'll be sticking around. Come on.
Why can't you just magic it up? Me.
Okay, one photo down. Many to go. We're getting the hell out of here, George. You have a wife, and I have something I need to find.
No.
What is that?
It seems that you're hell-bent on finding these photos, and there's only so much I can do to stop you.
Oh? So you're afraid that I'll find them all and get us both free from here?
Oh, honey. Poor, naive child. Even if you were able to find all the photos, you'd be a dried-up carcass by then. I can leave and watch you struggle as your stomach devours you from the inside out. But see, that wouldn't be fun for either of us.
Yeah, not fun at all. You know me, all about that fun.
Therefore, I've come up with a game for the both of us. If you win, you and George get to leave this place. But if I come out victorious, you must comply and stay here forever. Is that hesitation I smell? What's wrong? Can't decide anymore. Not game enough. I thought witches were supposed to be more fun than this. You're quite frankly a disappointment.
This is ridiculous. I'm really being mocked by a house. A house! God damn it.
Oh. That stomach of yours is hungry. Soon enough you won't be able to stop the beast. Literally.
Fine. I'll play your stupid ass game.
Great. I'll give you a bit of time to sleuth around. Once the timer runs out, it's time for the game.
That's fine by me. But why?
What do you mean?
Why give me a chance to save him at all?
This is all for George.
All for George? That doesn't make any sense.
The timer starts now.
Damn it.
Look at how elegant you are.
Shut it. What the hell's a 2x4 doing here?
Oh, I wonder.
Whatever.
Tick tock, tick tock.
I have ears, you know.
Do be mindful of the silverware.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying something? Oh, is this them at their wedding? They look so happy.
Time's almost up.
Damn it. Sorry, little guy, but Mama's gotta win.
Honestly, even poor little George's room? Have you no soul?
Hush, you! Proposal picture. Aw. Is this Nylia?
Sorry, little witch, but time is up. I hope you found what you were looking for.
I guess we'll see.
Now, all I need you to do is close your eyes and count backwards from 10.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Quite so. If you can't do something as simple as that, then...
Oh, I'm doing it. Shit. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... What the... Excuse me! Hell no, I didn't sign up for this kinky shit. What's the safe word so I can get out of here?
Big Sister Lumi! I'm right behind you in a cage. Olivia's being mean to me and won't let me out. Why are you upside down, big sis?
Olivia's fault. Speaking of which, where is that stupid-ass house?
Swear word!
I'm here, so settle down.
Settle down? Do you see my ass right now?
Well, not particularly.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, why the hell am I like this?
Oh, dearie. It's a part of the game, of course.
Game? I want to play.
No, George. This game is for adults. Rated M for mature. No kids. Don't worry.
Okay.
Are you ready for the rules?
I can't exactly move, so I'd say I'm pretty ready.
The game's simple, as you can see. Well, here. George is behind you, and you're currently chained up, suspended in the air.
Yes, yes. Tell me more. I wasn't able to figure all this out yet.
I'll ask you a question, and you answer. See? Simple. If you look down, you'll see a pit of nothingness below you. Should you answer enough questions wrong, you'll be dropped into it. Answer enough questions right, and George over there will grow up before your eyes.
So the more questions I answer right, the closer George gets to his body's actual age?
Correct.
I'm guessing that also includes memories.
Wow, very astute. If I had hands, I'd clap them for you. Maybe you're a better witch than I gave you credit for.
Enough. Your flattery isn't going to do either of us any favors.
Let's begin. Question one. What is George's last name?
My name is George
George. This is a game between Lumi and I. No interfering, okay?
Okay.
Clansor.
Question two. What is Ivy's current job?
Receptionist at the Emerald Mirage.
Who's Ivy?
Okay, this isn't too bad so far.
Question three. How old were Ivy and George when they got married? This will count as two answers.
Shit. I don't even know how old they are now.
Non-answering is also considered a wrong answer.
They were young-looking in the picture compared to now, so George was... 27? Ivy was... 23?
Oh, you got one of them right. Congratulations. Let's continue, shall we?
Do I have a choice?
Question four. What does George do for a living?
Why do these questions get so damn hard, so damn fast? I don't know. I found a damn 2x4. Construction worker. Wait, seriously? Let's go!
Question five. What do they want to name their child?
How would I know that? I doubt it'd be George or Ivy. Wait. Why does George call you Olivia? Could it be... Olivia.
Question six. Why is George here?
What do you mean, why? Because of the mist.
Final answer?
Wait. One of the nurses had a weird call with someone. He's here because he was forced into the mist by someone. So there is someone behind all of this. It's not really a malicious creature, then.
Question seven. What is the name of George's employer?
Fuck if I know.
Question eight. George's boss's name is what?
Frederick?
My, doesn't the void look so appealing?
I don't know about you, but maybe you should get those eyes checked.
I wasn't aware that I had eyes.
Holy shit, maybe that's the problem. Sorry, George.
For what?
For saying us. Can you talk again?
Yes, it's still me. Just a bit older now.
A bit? That's a grown-ass man's voice.
Shouldn't you be focusing on the game?
A girl can't take a nice relaxing break swinging over a void pit.
Hey, I won't stop you.
Ahem. Question 9. At what age did the couple come to Nylea City? This is another 2-for-1.
Shit. Couple could mean before they were married, too. No hints there.
George was 22. Ivy was 19? Fuck!
Maybe you should have talked to Ivy more, but that's not really your style, is it? I suspect you like keeping others at arm's length.
What's it matter to you?
Seems I hit a nerve. Anyway, question 10. In what city did George propose to Ivy?
Nylea. Ah, go me! Luminaris Brimstone, sleuthing extraordinaire!
And now, the last question.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Already? I'm not one question length from the void, so I'm safe, right?
If only it were that simple. This question's all or nothing. Will you plunge into the void, or will you emerge victorious?
You never said that!
Final question. What am I to George?
His captor, obviously.
That was a bit vague. What do I represent to George?
What do you represent?
No time for this question. I'll allow you time to think.
Why, you're so kind and gracious.
Oh, I can put it back on if you'd like.
Wait, I was just teasing. You know how us newer generation adults are. Please don't put it back.
Another smart remark like that, and it'll return.
Okay, okay.
What do you represent? Your fucking house, but obviously that's not it. I'm guessing this is where George grew up. His childhood home. You've kept him trapped in it and don't want him to grow up.
Ah, ha! I got it.
I doubt it. But remember, there are no redos. Are you sure you wouldn't like more time?
Nah, this is the best answer I'm going to come up with.
What is your answer?
You represent George's mom.
How did you know?
I thought about the whole situation. It was weird that George was little in the first place. Like, why? What was the purpose of that? It was so he'd listen to whatever you said, just like a kid would do to their parent.
Hello. My name is Olivia Clansor. He grew up and left anyway, leaving his mother alone.
You didn't give me a choice anymore. I needed to learn to be myself, and I couldn't do that under your roof.
I know I'm just a figment of your memories, but I think that Olivia would very much like a visit from her son.
Yeah, I think she would too. Thanks. And thank you, Luminaris.
Well, now it's Luminaris? Little George, just call me like you did before, Big Sis Lumi.
I'll have to decline. You're no longer bigger. Come to think of it, I wasn't too much shorter than you when I was 13.
Leave my height alone. Now, Olivia, while I love swaying from side to side, can I get down from here, please?
I suppose.
Man, this room sure takes me back.
Does Megazor also take you back?
Oh, you know too much. What's happening?
Olivia, can you not?
It's no longer me this time. You won. The host, George, has control over his dreams. It seems that dreams are in fact not better than memories.
Well, isn't it a good thing that you're going to become a memory yourself?
Huh. I never thought of it that way. Thank you for hope, Luminaris Brimstone.
I'd say thanks, but I won't. I probably have a concussion and should be getting checked out. I have 2 questions of my own before this place is fully destroyed.
If it's within my capacity, I am more than happy to help.
First, why exactly did you help? What did you mean, it's all for George's sake?
I meant what I said. Deep down, I knew this place wasn't meant for George, but couldn't let him go.
Question number two. What creature caused the mist, and how do I beat it?
I'd rather not go into every person's dream and fight my way out.
I retract my previous statement of you being an impressive witch.
Hey!
The creature's Amara. I learned of its true nature the moment you won the game.
I am a fucking idiot.
Yes, I can agree with this statement.
Thanks, Olivia.
Goodbye, George.
Bye, Mom.
Ugh, I'm back. Ugh,
whew. That's good. It feels weird to say, but nice to meet you, Lumi.
Likewise, George.
So what's the way to beat these Maras?
You take a mixture of salt and goblin's blood, spread it over the victim's body.
That's it?
Yep. Anyway, I've gotta go.
What? How come? You have the solution to this epidemic. Don't you want to reap the reward?
I would, but someone did this to you. If they learn that I fixed it, there's no telling what they'll do. However, if you and Ivy say you figured out a way, then you'll be harder targets for them.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Well, I don't say anything before I change my mind. Also, don't think this comes free.
I mean, I didn't think it would.
Here. It's a summon. If ever I'm in need, I can summon you. Granted, it takes a little while, but I bet it'll come in handy.
So this thing here will summon me to wherever you are?
That's the gist of it. You'll have time to prepare while it's glowing before you're summoned.
Well, all right then. Thank you so much, Lumi.
Go find your wife. She's worried sick.
I will. I don't feel right with just this symbol as repayment for all you've done.
I said it's fine.
It wouldn't sit right with me. So here's what I'll do. I've got a friend in Blackreach who's a cop, but he's reached a dead end on a recent sting. I bet a certain witch would come in handy.
Your answer is to give me more work.
Hey, Mama's gotta eat, right?
How do you-
I might have been gone, but doesn't mean I didn't hear everything. You were so adorable looking for little old me.
I am going to summon you on top of a waterfall.
Looking forward to it.
You've got your wife to see, and I've got more towns that need saving. May not see me in the light as I become shadow once again. Invisibilia.
Safe travels, little witch.